これからみんなでめちゃくちゃ踊って騒ごう騒ごう。これからみんなでめちゃくちゃ踊って騒ごう騒ごう。
My name is Spencer Walsh. You are listening to WMFO. That was Stick Up by Pimp Chick. Another good one. As we get to 1:30 here, I do want to do something that I've always had a joy to do here on WMFO, something that I've always loved to do in general when I am in front of a microphone, which is essentially talk a little bit about what is going on in the world and just essentially give you my take on it, give you a little bit of analysis on it. And there is, you know, quite a lot of things going on, as there's been some court rulings, mostly concerning migrants from South Sudan, Vietnamese, and Burma, all of which are said to have been illegally deported, and things that must be reversed by the Trump administration. Essentially, the U.S. put these Asian migrants on a deportation flight to South Sudan, lawyers allege, and that was something that they should not have done, and the court is now questioning them about it. There is more pressure than ever now from the U.K. and from other kind of France and Canada and kind of other countries associated with the U.S., but not really the U.S. itself when it comes to pressuring Israel to end its genocide in Gaza. They are cutting off trade relationships. The UK making a very, very big move. This coming as Labour, the ruling party there, is completely falling apart when it comes to their support, in large part because of their absolute shedding of support among British Muslims for their complete abandonment of Gaza, which was a very, very big part of why some of them almost lost in their big win back last year, and why they are losing to a third party, which is really unprecedented when it comes to UK politics with regard to Nigel Farage. So UK suspending free trade talks there is a very, very big deal. Britain, France, Canada all condemning the Israeli expansion of the Gaza war. That is the headline in the New York Times. And it really is something to behold. It's not something that you would expect to see in any, you know, normal situation. But again, it just becomes increasingly impossible to ignore. And even for the people that want kind of stability, that want don't want to kind of upset the apple cart, want to keep Israel kind of humming along, this continuing of the war is now against their own interests. And it really has been incredible to see how barbaric they have gotten, especially since the restart of the really genocidal effort in the wake of the falling through of this ceasefire attempt. Another thing I want to talk about, though, probably the biggest thing, is our dear president, our dear beloved leader, or at least former beloved leader, Joe Biden, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. This has come after just a few weeks ago, he was out there. They somehow let him go out there and do this and come out and say, Kamala Harris would have lost, or Kamala Harris lost, I would have won in the election in 2024, November 2024, against Donald Trump. It's just like, if you care about his legacy even, which, you know, is not something that anybody really should be caring about, except for maybe Jill Biden, you know, you do not want to be sitting next to him on The View as he said stuff that every single solitary American with any sort of sense knows is an absolute and utter fiction. Like, it's not something that, you know, that's not something that ever would have happened. That's not something that it can be taken seriously by anyone, and just kind of follows through a really long history of just saying dumb stuff for such a long period of time. There's now, you know, a pretty good chance if you talk to people who know this stuff, who are doctors, who have been around the block when it comes to diagnosing cancers and prostate cancers specifically, which again is the type of cancer there that Joe Biden has. It's very, very hard to imagine that something this far developed, this is what they say here, because it is, according to Biden, pretty far along in Biden's team. It is very, very hard to imagine that developed just after he was in office. It just appears that either they were screening and they just didn't tell anyone about the fact that he had cancer, or because of the kind of concept of them being afraid of what they found, they would have the doctor come and he just wouldn't do any of these key screening tests. Like, these are, you know, a prostate screening is something that you would very much normally do in a normal checkup. So it is an absolutely crazy situation that has been, you know, that has been revealed here. And it is another instance of just failure, really a complete failure and a abdication of responsibility by the Democratic Party. And they're just revealing themselves yet again to be completely not up for the moment. Like, they essentially forfeited the 2024 election the moment after the midterms they decided to have Joe Biden run. If he was going to, you know, and if they had actually checked for the prostate cancer that was almost surely there, they would have had a perfect excuse to have him kind of bow out gracefully. But that is not what has happened at all whatsoever. Instead, you know, he has completely embarrassed himself. He has embarrassed Kamala Harris. He's embarrassed the Democratic Party. And he did it again when he came out and suggested that he would have won in a race against Donald Trump, which is just absolutely ridiculous. It's beyond all possible comprehension as to imagining him winning against Donald Trump. It just would not have happened. He would have lost in a even more. Donald Trump would have won New York State. So it is really just completely embarrassing, and it just, I think, fully enshrines the fact that anyone who is still not, you know, putting this on the Democratic Party kind of side of things, anyone who is not really acknowledging how much of a failure this was and how much of a screw up when it comes to maintaining credibility for the American people, anyone who is unable to acknowledge that is putting the party in a very big situation, because this is something that's going to continue to stick with them. The fact that they pushed this guy who was completely senile, and they, you know, in really just blatant furtherance of trying to keep their own power, you know, that they were just trying to hold on, they're just trying to keep going a little bit longer. They pushed this guy who was completely, completely unfit, and now Donald Trump is doing, you know, all the things that Donald Trump is doing. And we've seen that happen in all its myriad awful ways. But, you know, if we haven't, if the Democratic Party hasn't learned their lesson And I don't think there's anyone to kind of force them to learn their lesson. And they're certainly not going to do it on their own. We're going to be right back where we started. And it's going to be, you know, a candidate that hasn't acknowledged, hasn't fully processed the level of failure. And it really was a top-down failure. Everybody knew about this stuff. And they did nothing about it. So it really is a level of top-down failure that you just do not see very often. And that is the big thing. You know, if you are not able to get through that failure, if you're not able to show people that you're different, I think you're going to be in a very, very big spot of trouble, just to say the least. All right, we did kind of skip the PSA last hour, so we're going to do a double PSA. We're going to do a minute-long PSA, and then it's that time. We're going to play our last song ever in the history of Unculture on my time on WMFO. That is coming your way in 1 minute and 1 second.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Very good friend of mine taught me that when you are about ready for goodbyes, this is the song to go with. He taught me a lot of other stuff, too. Shout out to my boy, Umutz. We'll be seeing each other soon. But until then, enjoy this. Benim Derdim, Ezel. My name is Spencer Walsh. This has been Uncultured. Good night. Uyanda birden o dedi ki genç hayat ne kadar hadi dedim hiç başlama abi dedi az anlatsam bari dedim ki anlatma dedim benim derdim bana yeter.
Derdim biliyorsun, benim derdim bilmen gerektiğinden.
istersen elimden geldiğin der. Benim derdim bir ben değil de hepimizken. Elim elçiliğinden benim de derdim kimsem. Benim derdim gitsem şehirlerinden birden. Derim dert bir bitsen gelir gezir ipler. Gelirceğim delireceğim derinlerde kinler. Yerim yer değil her şeyin derdi bir.
Bana yeter. Ah, dedim benim derdim. Benim derdim bana yeter.
angels, dancing in the deepest oceans, to sing in the water, you're just like a dream, just like a dream. I must have been asleep for days. Moving lips to breathe her name, I opened up my eyes and found myself alone, alone, alone above a raging sea. Stole the only girl I loved, drowned her deep inside of me. You who soft and lonely, you who lost and lonely, just like heaven.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Shuffle good. before. On an awfully other planet. We spoke. I was broken. On a big cartoon. I was jammed up in nothing. You fool. Left a message in the sand. It's true. You picked it right up. You played it. For me. Before. On an awfully other planet. Broken on a big cartoon. I was jammed up in nothing beautiful. Left a message in the sand.
Night life, cutie pie. Night life, cutie pie. Night life, cutie pie. it.
Used to be, everyone uses me under your teeth.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.